From Spark and Anvil and Ecosphere, this is Niche and Thread in Chapter 1 of the Ecosphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The Ecosphere field station smelled of whiteboard markers, old paper, and damp soil. On one side of the room, Niche stood over a massive table. It was covered in hundreds of carefully placed index cards. Each card was a perfect, tiny portrait of a single living thing. Niche adjusted a card for the North American beaver, nudging it a millimeter to the left. "Perfect," Niche whispered, polishing an imaginary speck of dust off the corner. Across the room, Thread stared at a whiteboard that took up an entire wall. It was a beautiful, chaotic web of swooping lines, circles, and arrows drawn in a dozen colors. In the center of it all was a big, empty space. Thread tapped a green marker against their chin. "It's not perfect until it's connected, Niche," Thread said, not turning around. "Your beaver is just sitting there. It's lonely." "It is not lonely," Niche said, sounding offended. "It is specific. It is detailed. It is Castor canadensis. It has everything it needs right here on this card." Thread finally turned, waving the marker at the board. "But what does it do? Who does it know? Where do its threads go? Your card is a dot. I need the lines." Niche picked up the card, holding it like a precious jewel. "First, you need to understand the dot." Niche carried the beaver card over to the whiteboard, holding it carefully with two hands. "You can't draw a line if you don't know what's on either end," Niche said, a bit primly. "Let's review. Species, North American beaver. Diet, herbivore. It eats the bark from aspen, willow, and birch trees. See? Three facts right there." Niche pointed to the elegant script on the card. "Habitat, freshwater ponds, lakes, and rivers. It builds a lodge from mud and sticks for its home. Social structure, lives in a family colony." Niche paused, giving Thread a pointed look. "And most importantly, its special job, its niche, is ecosystem engineer. It cuts down trees to build dams. This is its role. This is what it does that changes everything around it. It is active mostly at dawn and dusk. It is, crepuscular." Niche looked very proud of this fact. Thread was bouncing on the balls of their feet, practically vibrating with energy. "Trees, ponds, dams, families, yes, that's it, that's the stuff." Thread snatched the beaver card from Niche's hand and with a piece of tape, stuck it right in the middle of the empty spot on the whiteboard. "Be gentle," Niche yelped.
"Now we can connect," Thread said with a grin. The cap of the green marker came off with a satisfying pop. "Okay, so beaver eats trees." Thread drew a thick green line from a box labeled willow tree to the beaver card. Swoosh. "But it also cuts down trees to make a dam." Thread drew another line from the beaver to a new circle they drew and labeled dam. "The dam makes the stream slow down and form a pond," Thread narrated, sketching a big blue shape around the dam. Swoosh, swoosh. "The pond is a new home. So now, the pond frog has a place to live." A blue line shot from the pond circle to a wood frog card taped to the edge of the board. "And the pond means more slow water fish, which means the river otter has more to eat." A red line zipped from the fish box to the river otter card. Thread stepped back, admiring the new web of lines radiating from the beaver. "See? It's not just a beaver. It's a dam builder, a pond maker, a lunch provider. It's a knot that ties half the forest together." Niche watched, silent for a moment, tracing the new connections in the air with a finger.
"Okay," Niche said slowly, walking up to the board. "I see your threads, but what happens if the knot comes undone?" Niche reached out and gently peeled the beaver card off the whiteboard. The tape made a soft tearing sound. "What happens if the beavers get sick and disappear?" Thread's face fell. With a heavy sigh, Thread picked up an eraser. "If the beaver is gone," Thread said, "the threads break. One by one, Thread erased the lines they had just drawn. The green line from the willow tree vanished. The blue line to the frog disappeared. The red line to the otter was wiped away. The beautiful, complex web around the empty space was gone, leaving nothing but faint smudges of color. "The pond drains," Thread murmured, erasing the big blue shape. "The frogs have nowhere to lay their eggs. The otters have to find food somewhere else." Niche looked at the blank space, then back at the detailed card still in their hand. "And the willows grow too thick along the old stream," Niche added quietly. "And the specific, crepuscular dam-building roll is just an empty spot." They both stood there for a moment, staring at the hole in their ecosystem.
Thread looked at Niche, a new idea sparking in their eyes. "Is there another card? Another animal that does something similar?" Niche's eyes lit up. "Similar, but not the same. That's the key." Niche hurried back to the table and began sifting through the cards. "Aha! Here we are. The muskrat. Ondatra zibethicus." Niche brought the new card over. "It's also a rodent. It also lives in wetlands. It also eats plants. But it doesn't build giant dams. It digs burrows in the riverbank and builds smaller lodges." Thread took the muskrat card and placed it where the beaver had been. "Okay, a new dot," Thread said, picking up the green marker again. "So it eats cattails, not mostly trees. A new line was drawn from the cattail box. Swoosh! And its burrow helps churn up the soil at the river's edge, which helps different kinds of plants grow. A new, thin yellow line connected the muskrat to riverbank plants." Niche nodded, a small smile on their face. "A different Niche." Thread smiled back, drawing the final line, a different set of threads. On the board, a new, simpler web began to grow. It wasn't the same as before, but it wasn't empty anymore. It was a complete picture, made of a single, detailed card and all the connections that spread from it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Niche and Thread. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.